World History, Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 31, Section 1. Post-War Uncertainty. Before you read, in the last chapter, you read about nationalism and revolution. In this section, you will learn how new ideas changed old ways of thinking. A New Revolution in Science. How did Einstein and Freud challenge old ideas? Two thinkers developed radical new ideas that challenged old ways of thinking. Albert Einstein completely changed physics with his ideas about space, time, matter, and energy. He said that as moving objects neared the speed of light, space and time became relative. That means they change. His idea is the theory of relativity. Sigmund Freud changed the way people thought about the human mind. He said that much of human behavior was irrational due to urges and desires buried in the unconscious mind of each person. At first, people did not want to accept Freud's ideas. Eventually, they gained wide influence. Question 1. What were Einstein's and Freud's new ideas? Literature in the 1920s. How did writers and philosophers of the 1920s reflect society's concerns? Many philosophers lost faith in reason and progress after they looked at the destruction caused by World War I. One group developed the idea known as existentialism. Existentialism argues that there is no universal meaning to the world. Each person must give life meaning through his or her own actions. These thinkers had been influenced by Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche was a German philosopher of the late 1800s. He said that reason, democracy, and progress were empty ideas. He urged people to adopt the values of pride and strength. Some authors, like Franz Kafka, wrote about the horrors of modern life. His novels put people in threatening situations that they could not understand or escape. Question 2. What is existentialism? Revolution in the arts. How is the painting of this time different from traditional painting? Artists rebelled against traditional painting. They did not recreate realistic objects. Paul Klee used bold colors and distorted lines. Pablo Picasso founded a style called Cubism that broke objects into geometric shapes. An art movement called Surrealism showed a dreamlike existence outside reality. Composers created a new style of music. Some, like Igor Stravinsky, used unusual rhythms or harsh rather than pleasing sounds. African-American musicians in the United States developed a lively, loose form of popular music called jazz. Question 3. What two new styles arose in the visual arts? Society challenges convention. How did society change? Society changed after World War I as well. Young people experimented with modern values. Women set aside earlier forms of dress, wearing new styles that were looser and shorter. Many women also began to work in new careers. Question 4. In what ways was society more open? Technological advances improve life. What new technology arose? Technology brought about changes to society as well. Improvements to the automobile helped make cars more desirable and affordable. More and more people bought cars. They began to move to suburbs. Another change was the growth in air travel. American pilot Charles Lindbergh flew alone across the Atlantic Ocean in 1927. In 1932, Amelia Earhart became the first woman to make the flight alone. The radio was developed and became popular. In the 1920s, large radio networks were built. Soon, millions of people were entertained by radios in their homes. Millions more went to movie theaters to watch motion pictures. Question 5. What major changes came about in travel and entertainment?